Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. It's hoped a post-mortem, which is expected to be completed today, will shed light on the cause of the death of a baby boy in Shoalhaven Hospital on the weekend. The 21-month-old was transported to the hospital on Sunday after he was found not moving at a home in Old Erowal Bay. Police are preparing a report for the coroner. The Berrima Jail has been officially reopened today and will house 75 minimum security male inmates. They'll be put to work on various community projects in the Shire. The facility was first opened back in 1839 and was decommissioned in 2011. Corrective Services Minister David Elliott says the jail is being used as a temporary solution to deal with the state's rising prison population.
There are long-term objectives in New South Wales, which include three rapid-built prisons in Emu Plains, Wellington and, of course, Cessnock, which have recently been released. So we do hope this is not going to be a long-term solution, and I've already spoken to the Mayor to make sure that they are aware that this facility will be, at some stage, back returned to the community.
Shoalhaven Councillor Greg Watson is questioning comments by former Mayor Joanna Gash, suggesting Council never planned to sell off community halls and other buildings. Councillor Gash says the possibility was contained in the Ross report, but that doesn't mean Council planned a sell-off. But Councillor Watson says if that was the case, then why was it advertised?
It was advertised in the local community areas. There was circular drops that related to the transfer stations, the sell-off of halls. There's about 40 halls that the Mayor was planning on closing, apparently, and it was all advertised, caused enormous angst in the community.
And New Shoalhaven City Councillor Bob Proudfoot is pleased an election promise will be kept for Ward 3 residents at Sanctuary Point. He says a roundabout on Paradise Beach Road at Kerry Street was the one request to come out of his door knocking during the campaign. And Councillor Proudfoot says there have been many serious accidents at the intersection, which is why it'll be paid for with black spot funding.
It's been on the agenda for many years, and the community has insisted that this is the most dangerous place in the basin area to drive, and they're quite right. And so this roundabout, which will be constructed, has attracted black spot funding.
Well, Andilly Shire Council has released a schedule of works for Broughton Pass, which sustained significant damage during the June floods. A procurement and tendering process is expected to start shortly and construction will follow afterwards. Completion will take place sometime next year. And it's World Tourism Day today, and to mark the occasion, Shoalhaven-based organisation It's Heaven is hosting a dolphin and whale-watching cruise for people with disabilities on Jervis Bay. They're partnering with Shoalhaven Tourism and Jervis Bay Wild to spread the message of tourism for all. It's Heaven Inclusive Tourism Chairperson Jackie Kay says tourism doesn't discriminate.
It's just to highlight that the Shoalhaven really is a fantastic place for anyone to come on a holiday, regardless of your level of disability or your age.
Two sport and young baseball players from the Shoalhaven will be among the state's elite competing at the New South Wales Junior Country Championships at Berkeley this weekend. It gets underway Saturday and wraps up Monday. The region will also host an Australian Baseball League game in November between the Sydney Blue Sox and Canberra Cavalry. And the Barrel Blacks Rugby Club is putting the finishing touches to their ground in readiness for this weekend's Southern Highlands Sevens tournament. It's the fifth year of the event and 76 teams from regional New South Wales and the ACT have signed up to compete. That's the latest news and sport.